So, in the Rasa Leela, the flute plays a very important role. Now, Sukadeva Goswami is saying,
Yagitam tadananga vardhanam brajastriyo krishna griheta manasaha ajagmuranyonyamalakshitodhyama sajatrakanto jalolakundalaha.
So, Shripad Sridhar Goswami is saying that no one else could hear this geet, the song of the flute. Only those gopis who were his prayasis, the dear ones, they could hear. When we say gopis, it is not all the gopis. See, like for example, Mother Yashoda, she did not hear. Rohini, she did not hear. Any of the other elderly gopis, they could not hear. Only his prayasis could hear. And how they got attracted? Through Venugit is mentioned in this sloka. Tadanangavardhanam gītam nishamyam krishna grihita manasaha ajagmur anyonyam alakshita udyamaha sa yatra kanto javalola kundalaha. Hearing that song, the gopis who were dear to him came to where their Priyatama was standing. That's called Ajagmur. Ajagmur means they came to where the Priyatama was standing. Now Srila Sukadeva Goswami is saying that this geet was Ananga Vardhanam, means it increases the Ananga. Ananga means that calm or lust which is directed to Krishna. Ananga also means Purna or complete. If any person has any kind of desire for a particular person, and if that is directed towards the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, then it is called Purnakam. Suppose if someone has a desire to touch the Lord, or want to feed the Lord, or want to talk with the Lord, or having a desire to get pleasure through the Lord, or is wanting to give Him pleasure, for this, Shastra calls this as Ananga. Actual meaning of Ananga is calm. But to use such a mundane meaning for the gopis is an offense. How can Sukadeva Goswami do such an offense? Ananga Vardhana means Krishna Rati Vardhak. That song which increases love for Krishna. The song was so enchanting that it increased the Krishna prem in the gopis more and more. Just like when there is fire covered with smoke, by blowing air into it, the fire is kindled. Similarly, the gopis had love for Krishna from the very beginning. They had divine love for Krishna. Just like the fire is already there, similarly, the love for Krishna is already existing in them. That love which the gopis had in them to give pleasure to Krishna, this prem was given the word kaam by those who are learned in the Shastra. So if the word kaam is used for gopis, we should understand that it means prem, not mundane lust of this material world. The meaning of kaam or ananga is Krishna Vishayak kaam. That is love related to Lord Krishna, which was there in the gopis already, and by hearing the song from the flute, it increased millions and millions of times tremendously. And it increased the desire, the greed to be with him more and more and more. And this is why it is mentioned here in the shloka as Anangavardhanam. the flute created Anangavardhanam. Now this is there in everyone. Every living entity has love for Krishna. But engulfed in Maya, it is put to sleep. And that has to be awakened by Shravanam and Kirtanam, that is hearing and chanting. We can increase it. Vardhanam means to manifest. We also want to increase our love for Krishna. Sometimes some devotees say, I'm chanting for so long, but I'm still there where I was. What to do? Actually, Premdan, who can do? Krishna can do. Without any sadhana or any yoga, if Krishna wants, he can give that prem. Just like as Lord Chaitanya, it was seen that sinful beings, even to the extent of animals, deer, snakes, he distributed this love to anyone and everyone without discretion by just his mere words. So it is in Krishna's hands. To increase our love is in Krishna's hands. When he sees that someone is endeavoring in the path of bhakti by Shravanam, Kirtanam and other processes, then he puts the switch on within the heart. He resides in the heart of all living entities as Paramatma. Mattaha smritir jnanam apohanam cha. We do so much sadhana, and that prem which we are not able to achieve, Krishna can give it in just 1 second. But we have to do that act or that work which will give him pleasure. Otherwise, he will keep that switch off all the time. And we will continue to have attachments in this material world and no attraction towards him. Imagine, for example, a person has TV and it is off always. What form will he see? If it's always off, then he sees nothing but nirakar, formless, isn't it? Similarly, the hearts of the materialistic people are switched off by Krishna. And they can understand only the formless conception of the Lord. They cannot understand the sweetness of the form of the Lord. It is very difficult because they are not doing anything which is pleasing to the Lord. If one hears the leelas of the Lord, then Krishna becomes pleased. Srimad Bhagavatam says that he enters through our ears into our hearts, cleanses our heart and initiates the love in our heart. Now here Sukadev Goswami is saying Tad Ananga Vardhanam means that song which increased the ananga of the gopis towards Krishna. By hearing that song, their love got multiplied. Now gopis had love from before itself. It is Nitya Siddha and it is at a very high level. But with this song, it reached the highest limit, that their attention towards their duties in the homes were all put to an end. And now they could not stay back home any longer. They were so engrossed and enchanted. In this way they came out running. Krishna grihita manasa. Krishna had already conquered their minds from the very beginning. This also has a very special meaning, Krishna grihita manasa, that the gopis did not endeavor to have their mind engaged on Krishna. One whose minds were already stolen by the Lord, what was the need to try and engage it on the Lord? Their minds were already stolen with his smile, his talks, his beauty, the song of his flute, his leelas, and so many such activities. They did not have their mind in their own household duties. They did not have their mind in feeding their children. They did not have mind in any of their activities. Only their bodies were engaged in these activities. They had their family members, so they had to be engaged in their duties. But mind was always with Krishna. So absorbed in Krishna, fully absorbed. They were so fortunate. They were there in Vraj where Lord Krishna himself was there doing his leelas every day. That Krishna, whose leelas we are trying to listen, He was there in front of them, going up and down. He would walk around, smiling at them with coquettish looks, troubling them, sing with them, dance with them. How could their minds ever be involved with the work that they were doing at home? He is the wealth of all attractions in this world. He is doing his leelas every day with so much of love. And how could their minds ever be with them? It was always with him. Thus, they were deeply involved with him. But when they heard the song of the flute, they were like magnets being pulled. It was like a magnetic attraction pulling them towards him. And they were waiting for this very day when he would call them. They were waiting for this day from so long. The day when the stealing of garments happened, that day they were not willing to go back home. Krishna returned their garments, making it prasad. But after wearing them, they did not want to return home. They did not even have the smallest imagination or thought of going back home. Krishna even told them, "My dear ones, please, now you go back to your respective homes." But they were not meant for this. They never thought about their home affairs. So Krishna had promised that, then on that day, Krishna promised that, okay, now you go back home and very soon in the upcoming Sharad nights, we will meet. So because of this promise, they went back. Only because of this promise. And only by accepting this promise, they returned. They went back, but not their minds. The minds stayed back with Krishna. And today, when they have heard the song of the flute, a song which is personally calling them by their very own names, hearing that song, they immediately ran towards Krishna. Now, Anyonyam Alakshitodhyamaha. The song was so pulling to such an extent that they did not have the consciousness of calling other sakhis. The song was so personally pulling them that they just ran out. It was even to the extent that even Lalita Devi could not think that she has to take Radharani along with her. It was so enchanting and so magnetic. It was out beyond their control. They did not even think of it. They did not even think of calling others. They were just simply getting pulled towards the Lord. Now, generally, these gopis, when they all go towards Krishna, they all go in their groups. That's called youth, and they are. So every gopi would go with their youth and their yutheshwaris. Now, like for example, Chandravali has her own group. Radharani has her own group. They go with their own groups. But on this day, they could not even think of it. That is why this verse is used as Anyonyam Alakshitodhyamaha. They were simply getting pulled by an enchanting mantra. This is the inconceivable power of the song of the flute. Now, where did they go? Ajagmur. The shloka says Ajagmur. They were rushing with such speed. Sugadeva Goswami is seeing with his eyes the scene of how they were going. It's possible that 10 gopis were going together, but each one was not conscious who is walking beside them. Their minds were so engrossed and so pulled. Each was not aware whether Chandravali is walking next to her, or Shyamala is walking next, or Lalita is walking. No consciousness, no awareness. Each was walking alone by herself. They did not know where they were going, how they were going. But it's not that one was going one way and another was going the other way. No, they had the sound towards which they were all heading to. The song was pulling them towards Krishna. The sound was pulling them. No one could pull them backwards. The very day that they were waiting for so long has come. And on that day, they left all their household duties, pati dharma, family dharma, everything. And how can they think of any of their household duties when that long that day which they were longing for has finally arrived. They did not think, okay, let me first finish this duty and then go. Their minds were never there in their work. So how could they think of completing their work? Now Sugadeva Goswami is explaining. Some of the gopis were milking the cows. Now, all this is jati karma. Jati karma means the karma of the gopas. They are supposed to assist in milking the cows, untying the calves, etc. Some of the gopis were personally milking the cows also, not just helping. But when they heard their names being called, they left the milking and speeded away. Not that they waited for the vessel to be filled and then go. They left it as it is. The cow's legs were tied and they were not conscious of untying them. They were not aware that they had to untie them. Similarly, they were not aware that the calves have to be untied. Or they were not even aware that the milk is to be taken into the house. Or the milk is spilled. Nothing. This is the biggest adhikar of the gopis, which is inconceivable. Even a great sannyasi whose mind is burnt by the fire of detachment, even he, while leaving the house, he considers the family life hellish and then he decides to leave the house and he runs out in search of the Lord. But even such a sannyasi, even he, when he renounces, he first meets with the members of the family, discusses the various pending issues, how they have to handle when in his absence, and then he leaves. But there is no comparison to the renouncing which the gopis have done, because they did not think about the situation that they were leaving. Their husbands and relatives were all so bewildered about what is happening to them. They were pulling them. Their relatives and husbands and relatives were pulling them by their hands, asking them, what has happened? Oh God, has she got some disease? We have done so much of worship of Narayan, and what state has come upon us? And she left and left and left to Shamsundar. They did so much to stop them by their hands, by their garments, by closing the door, in so many ways. But what to do? On the other side, Govinda is pulling them. Now who will win? If Govinda pulls someone, can the whole world together be able to pull that person back? He was pulling them by the song of the flute, Na Nivartante. That could not be stopped with all endeavors. Na Nivartante means that song which they could not be stopped with any amount of endeavors. Now the word samutsukha is very relevant for each and every gopi. One who is so extremely eager to meet her beloved. That is what is samutsukha. How could such a person be stopped? Just like if one endeavors to stop the Ganges from entering the ocean, what is the use? Similarly, their eagerness was so heavy, no endeavors could stop them. Now, some of the gopis were boiling milk. They were engaged with their bodies as a matter of duty. Some of the gopis were boiling milk and it was just as a matter of duty. Not, their minds were not engaged in it. But as soon as she heard the flute, she left it boiling and ran away. Not that she put off the fire or she took the vessel off the fire. No. Some were making halwa out of the milk. She just left instantaneously. Someone once asked me, Maharaj, that halwa would have got burnt, isn't it? I replied, why are you running after that item which the gopis left and ran away? Why are you meditating on that? At least for the sake of hearing the katha, please give up some of the items for these 7 to 8 days at least. So you can see the gopis left everything forever, but we can at least do it for some days or at least for some time. Some of the parivesyantyastad ditva. Some of the gopis were serving meals to their family members. They were serving prasadam to their family members. She too left. Not that she kept the vessel aside in safe place. She just left. Some of the family members just got empty plates. And she just left. The puri, the kheer had all fallen down. So it's so highly unimaginable, even in our dreams, to understand how these gopis have renounced for Krishna. Some were feeding cow milk to little children. How sweet little children look, right? Still, she left. Not that she thought the child will be hungry. She did not think, oh, my child will be hungry. Let me finish and then go. People would say how ruthless she could be. But this is the swaroop of the gopis. This is the adhikar of the gopis. Society would say that all this is atrocious. To give up husband, to give up the seva of the husband, seva of parents, seva of little children. All this is very atrocious according to the society. Yes, nowadays it is atrocious because the women are all leaving all this to go to the clubs and engaged in adharma. Now Lord Chaitanya showed us through his renouncing leela that one can give up everything for the Lord. He left his two-year-old newly wed wife and took sannyas. His father had already left this world, mother was a widow, elder brother had left, and the wife was newly wed. Still, he left. He is teaching us that for Krishna, we can give up. Although these things are there in Krishna Leela, still Lord Chaitanya showed us by enacting them out. Yes, we have our duties, but what is the prime duty? Prime duty is to love Krishna. We should accept those duties which are favorable for Krishna and reject what is not favorable. We have family, we have society, etc. But we need them for our survival and sustenance. Yes, you should do the duties towards family as long as needed, but when time comes up to give up, one should give up. These days people know to accept but not to give up. Say for example, you want a house. One will accept a house if there is no kitchen, but not a house where there is no toilet. What is toilet? Giving out waste. If a house where toilet is not there, he will not accept. So first we should learn how to give up. This has to be learnt. One does not have to learn how to accept, but renouncing has to be learnt. So we should learn from these gopis how to renounce. We cannot say that Krishna did not call us. He says in the Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityajya, Mam Ekam Sharanam Raja. This is his call. Is it less than a call? A true Krishna premi will immediately follow this instruction after reading the Gita. He will not wait for the direct call from the flute. Lord Brahma heard the two syllable, ta, pa, tapa. And which means austerity, and he did his austerities. He did not even see the speaker, he only heard, but he did it. This is Shraddha of faith. And Lord Brahma got the darshan of the Lord. So not that all our life we spend in maintaining family. Though this adhikar of the gopis we cannot have even in our dreams, still to some extent we should do some renouncement to whatever possible extent we can. Some gopis were serving their husbands. She too left instantaneously. Some were having their meals, prasadam, and she too left. She did not even think of washing her hands or mouth. She just left. Some were decorating their bodies, but whatever she applied, she just left and ran away. Some were applying kajal on her eyes, that too only in one eye, that too just half of one eye. Still, she left it and ran away. They did not know how disarrayed their clothes were and even their ornaments. Now the question comes, how come no one stopped them? Yes, they were severely stopped. Imagine, even in today's world, if a woman runs out of her houses in the middle of the night, will not anyone stop her? Yes, there will be severe degree of resistance. So you can imagine how much they were stopped. They were stopped by their hands, by their garments, by words. So, and in so many ways, 10 to 20 people stopping together, but they could not succeed. See their strength. Woman is called Abala, strengthless. But Krishna Prem has so much bal or strength, who can stop? So now, in the next class, we will see how they looked at Krishna as an ordinary human, and still they got liberated.